us this morning. Well, if you have your Bibles, I want to invite you to find Matthew chapter 22 and verse 34. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 34. In just a moment, I'm going to be sharing with you a message entitled, Why Does EBC Exist? Why does EBC exist? In addition to finding today's text, would you also, if you received a bulletin for today, would you also find your Back in the Game brochure that should be in your worship bulletin this morning as an insert? And today we're going to just take a few moments, as we have made it our practice through the years, to look back and to look forward and to hear from the Lord. So certainly in the church year and academic year of 2020 and 2021, there were challenges that many of us had never experienced previously. And certainly while the Lord knew those challenges in advance, He did not cease working during those times. He did not cease working. He did not cease inspiring and leading us to work on His behalf. And so I want to take just a moment to recognize a few people. And if I call your name, I want to invite you to stand and remain standing. Jonathan and Veronica Bryant. Jamie and Jana Burchett. Belinda Clark. Cal Connor. Jordan Connor. Dixon Drown. Daryl Gilbert. Ronnie and Marilyn Hargrave. Grace Henderson. Tristan Hurley, Brenton Stacy Hilliard, Josh Shannon Cameron Presley and Carter Kennedy, Will and Tina Patterson, and Maverick Thompson. Stand up, Matt. So in this recent church year, God blessed us with 23 new members to Emory Baptist Church. Amen. And we were privileged to baptize 6 of those individuals. You can be seated. We are so thankful and grateful that even in the midst of a global pandemic, God was still at work leading in the lives of individuals, drawing men and women and boys and girls unto Himself for salvation. And certainly there are more ways and more stories that we could share about how God has blessed and how God has answered prayer and how God has comforted and how God has taught. Those are just some ways this morning that are easily recognizable in our new members and our new believers. In the same way that we look back, we want to take an opportunity to look forward. In this Back in the Game brochure, it is absolutely full of ministry opportunities and ways that you can serve the Lord by serving one another in the days to come. And I'm not going to take the time this morning to read through this entire brochure, but I do want to draw your attention to a couple of ministries. First of all, by far, it's not even close, our largest ministry at Emory Baptist Church is our Sunday school small group ministry. And while many of you are involved in a Sunday school small group, there are some of you who are not. And I just want to say it again and again and again. Please, please connect with a Sunday school small group. We have 22 Sunday school small groups that meet every Sunday morning at 9:15 unless providentially hindered. And all across our facility, the overwhelming majority of them are studying the same material, the same subject matter, so you don't have to worry, well, do I want to go here to hear this, or do I want to go here to hear that? Really, you just have to decide what is the best teacher for you and which are the best class members for you. And on that note, we took an opportunity just a moment ago to recognize our school educators. I'd like to take just a moment to recognize our Sunday school small group teachers. If your name is on this list, or even if it's not on this list, if you are currently a Sunday school small group teacher, would you stand for just a moment and let us see you, recognize you? Brothers and sisters, every Sunday morning, these men and women come prepared to teach God's Word. And they have to do it regardless of how things are going at home. And they have to do it regardless of how things are going at work. And they have to do it regardless of how they feel. And they do it in service of the Lord by serving you. And so I am grateful and thankful for all of you men and women. Would you let them know your appreciation for them? And so again, regardless of whether you are a preschooler or you are one of our oldest adults, again, we have a Sunday school small group for you. And I beg you, I plead with you, I strongly encourage you as much as I can, find one for you. Beginning in September and through November, most of those classes will be studying the book of Philippians and Colossians and Philemon. Two other ministries that I just want to draw your attention to because they actually kick off today. These are some children's ministries. Today, this afternoon, Bible drill kicks off along with kids' praise. And so if you have children, Bible drill, 4th through 6th grade, kids' praise, kindergarten through 3rd grade, those ministries kick off this afternoon. And you can find the times and the places in your bulletin. Also, be sure to notice that we have some immediate needs right now. And so as we think about getting back in the game, summer is over, vacations are over, school is beginning, extracurricular activities are starting. We need some of you to get back in the game with service, in serving our children. K through 5, children's ministry coordinator. We have met that need of first and second grade Sunday school helpers, so we appreciate that. But kids praise, adult helpers, a K through second grade Wednesday night teacher, and then Sunday evening and Wednesday evening paid child care workers. Now, brothers and sisters, let me just say a word here. So many of us voice this desire to have Emory Baptist Church full of young families. Well, if we're not ready to provide the volunteers and workers to minister to those young families when they come, then we're talking out of both sides of our mouth. And so I hope that you will consider this your sign from God today, that we have ministry needs and we have a congregation full of able bodies to step up and meet those needs. Well, let's think for just a moment about getting back in the game, and why does Emory Baptist Church exist? By the way, I want you to know that I could easily have titled today's message, "Why Do You Exist?" Because the purposes of Emory Baptist Church, and there are three, are the same purposes for every individual follower of Christ. So as you're thinking this morning about why does EBC exist, also remember at the very same time, if you are born again, it is why you exist. And so we look at Matthew chapter 22, beginning in verse 34. It's a familiar story. The Lord Jesus was asked a question by a lawyer, verse 35 says. And in verse 36, we find the question, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus didn't hesitate. He didn't stammer. He didn't stutter. I would dare even say he didn't pause. Verse 37, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment." Brothers and sisters, why does Emory Baptist Church exist? Why do you exist? Number one, to love God. To love God. That's why this body of believers exists. And this body of believers is made up of individual followers of Christ, and your purpose is the same. To love God. But not just love God on Sunday mornings. But Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with everything that you are and with everything that you have." Certainly through the years, there have been those far more intelligent than me who would pontificate and to say, well, here's what loving the Lord your God with all your heart means. And here's what loving the Lord your God with all your soul means. And here's what loving the Lord your God with all your mind means. And simply it means this: every fiber of your being was created to love God. And so everything that we do at Emory Baptist Church should be to love God. The rest of the New Testament confirms this reality. Here's what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Again, a familiar passage of Scripture. He wrote, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." The way that we love God is, could also be summarized in this word, worship. We love God through our worship. And so many times we think that worship is confined to these walls and this time slot. But that's not what Paul says here. Because you see, at the end of that verse 1, which is your reasonable service, your translation may actually even say, this is proper worship. You see, what Paul is saying, and really what Jesus is saying here as well, is that you can't just confine your worship and your loving of the Lord to these four walls and to this time slot, brothers and sisters. But if you're going to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, it must be Monday through Saturday. And you cannot separate the two. The New Testament knows nothing of this idea of, well, this is who I am on Sunday and this is who I am Monday through Saturday. That is foreign thinking to the New Testament. But when you go into that office, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And when you go into that classroom, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And when you go on that court and that field, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And when you're looking at all of the news of the world today, and perhaps that's one of our biggest challenges, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. You see, it's not just confined to a Sunday morning time slot. Loving Jesus with every fiber of our being means that we love Him the same when we walk out those doors. But it certainly does include this time slot and these four walls. Here's what the writer of Hebrews said in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Brothers and sisters, if you are a member of Emory Baptist Church, can I encourage you, even though I should not have to? Can I encourage you to prioritize with your attendance this Sunday morning time slot? We live in a world today, in a Christian world today, in which now, different than what it was, but now if a church member is in church 2 out of 4 Sundays, that's considered regular. Brothers and sisters, we don't compete in just 2/4 of a game. We just can't receive grades for half of the semester. You're not going to get paid for doing half time. Do not forsake the assembly of the gathering. We need you. And at the very same time, you need us. And so yes, Sunday morning at 10:30 ought to be prioritized if you are a member of Emory Baptist Church. It is a way that you can demonstrate your love for God. But also, please remember, while we're on the subject, also please remember that we gather on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. Now, I know that there aren't many others who gather still on Sunday nights, but we do. And we have ministries for your teenagers and for your children on Sunday nights and on Wednesday nights. We have ministries for you adults and for your teenagers and for your children. And can I just say a word about an unfortunate trend that I'm seeing? I'm beginning to see more and more moms and dads come and drop your children off on Wednesday nights while you run errands. Moms and dads, those are seeds that you are sowing that I promise you, you do not want to reap. Because do as I say, not as I do, will only take you so far. And then you're going to have a problem on your hands. And it's a problem that could have been easily avoided. And so moms and dads, when you come, just know there is a place for you. We're glad to receive your children, and we will minister to them while you're off running errands. But I can assure you that's not God's plan. That's not God's plan for you, and it's not God's plan for your child. But loving God, that's why we exist, that's why you exist. But Jesus doesn't stop there in Matthew 22. He continues. And he wasn't even asked this question, but because his answer, beginning in verse 39, is so much connected to his answer in verse 37, he continued without even being solicited. Verse 39, and the second. Oh, you asked me about the greatest? Well, I'm going to give you the first and the second. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And brothers and sisters, if we do that, there will be a lot of loving people. Because we're doing a really good job right now in our culture and in our world of loving self. We love self. We love to take care of the one who we see in the mirror. And if we could just shift that focus to also taking care of the person on our right and on our left and in front of us and behind us. You see, our second purpose, in addition to loving God, is loving people. And it is intricately tied to loving God. The New Testament affirms that. That if we aren't loving people, it's because something has failed in our love for God. Either we haven't experienced that love for God, or we're not practicing the same love that he has for us toward others. Jesus said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. We love people through ministry. Through ministering to one another. It is important, it is necessary for you to come and soak. And at the same time, brothers and sisters, it is important and necessary that you go and serve. If you only come and soak all of the teaching, all of the preaching, all of God's word, you are only operating at 50%. Because Jesus says not only come and soak, but he said go and serve. Listen to the way Paul said it. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning in verse 14. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ears should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them in the body, just as he pleased. God brought you here, brothers and sisters. He brought you here, but he didn't just bring you to come and soak. He also brought you to go and serve. And we use our gifts. We use our abilities. We use our strengths. In that same chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, Paul wrote, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Your translation may actually say, the spiritual gift is given to each one for the profit of all. God has gifted you differently than he has gifted me. And he's gifted you in that way for a purpose. And look what it says, for the profit of all. He has gifted you to serve Him by serving others. So how are you serving? We have needs in our preschool ministry. We have needs in our children's ministry. You could serve as worship leaders in the choir. You could serve in Backpack Buddies. You could serve in our intercessory prayer room. You could serve in a new ministry that we are about to begin called Little Food Pantry. Those are just to name a few. Where are you serving? Because that's why God brought you here. But then there's one last purpose. Our purpose, your purpose, is to love God and to love people. And then thirdly, to make disciples. Again, and lastly, a very familiar passage of Scripture. The last words that Jesus spoke to His disciples. Matthew 22, called the greatest commandments. Matthew 28, called the Great Commission. Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Why do you exist? To love God, to love people, to make disciples. Why does Emory Baptist Church exist? To love God, to love people, make disciples. But for our church to reach its potential there, our members have to reach their potential. What does it mean for us to make disciples? Well, making disciples has to start with evangelism. It has to start with sharing the gospel. It has to start with sharing to others what God has done in your life. I mean, if you have enough knowledge to believe in Jesus, you also have enough knowledge to share about Jesus. But let's just say, if that is intimidating for you, one of the things that I hope that you will see on this Back in the Game brochure is that multiple times beginning this fall and into 2022, we're going to be offering Evangelism Equip. And it'll be on a Saturday morning where you can learn how to share your faith. And yet, at the very same time, when you leave our south exit here, hanging on the wall, if you don't know exactly what to say, are gospel tracts. Take them. Empty the rack. Share them with all of the people that God puts in your path. Adults, teenagers, children. We even have those in Spanish. Take the gospel and make disciples. It must start with evangelism, and it must continue with learning about who God is. How do I learn more about who God is? Well, I can make this promise to you. Whether it is Sunday morning, Sunday night, or Wednesday night, I'm not going to share with you my opinions and thoughts on life, because they are worth nothing. But I am going to share with you God's Word. Regardless of when we meet. And so if you want to know more from God's Word, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, I'll be here. Hope to see you. And then again, I cannot emphasize and encourage you enough to be a part of that Sunday school small group. To hear from God, to interact with other believers, to serve together in making disciples. And so I hope you leave this morning And there is no confusion in your mind whatsoever as to why Emory Baptist Church exists, and consequently, why do you exist? To love God, and to love people, and to make disciples. Now certainly there are some of you here this morning, and you've never loved God by loving His Son Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And today, if God has convicted you of your sin, He's convicted you that you are lost without a personal relationship with Christ, today I would invite you to answer that call. Emily did such a wonderful job singing a moment ago about the peace of God. Brothers and sisters, you can't have the peace of God unless you're at peace with God. And you can't be at peace with God unless you have received the Prince of Peace into your life. And His name is Jesus. And if you're here today and you don't have that relationship, you're wondering, what is this life going to hold once I die, once I pass? I would love to share the gospel with you. In just a moment after I finish praying, we're going to be standing and singing all across the auditorium. And I'll be here at the front. Brother Ronnie will be here at the front. We would love to welcome you today. If you would answer that call to salvation, I would just invite you to step out of one of these aisles and make your way here to the front. We'll celebrate with you. We'll pray with you. We'll counsel with you. Again, we'll welcome you. If you're a guest with us this morning and you're wondering, wow, why does Emory Baptist Church exist? To love God, to love people, to make disciples. Wow, that's a church that God wants me to be part of. Welcome. Come on. We'd love to have you. We'll greet you this morning, welcome you, pray with you, equip you for service. Maybe God has spoken to you in some other way this morning and you just simply need to come today for prayer. We'd be glad to pray with you. But why do we exist? Why do you exist? To love God, to love people, to make disciples. Now let's get back in the game. Would you pray with me? With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if today you will answer that call to faith in Christ, in just a moment after I finish praying, I would invite you to step out in one of the aisles and make your way here to the front. Share with me what God is doing in your life. Share with Brother Ronnie what God is doing in your life. Again, if God is leading you and your family to unite with Emory Baptist Church, we'd love to welcome you today. If you know Christ as Savior and you've followed through with believer's baptism, if you just simply need to come here to pray with me or Brother Ronnie, or pray here at the front on your own or with a brother or sister in Christ, please feel the freedom to do so. But our invitation will be for you, and we'll invite you to respond. Father in heaven, we are grateful and thankful that we do not have to wonder. It is not confusing. It is crystal clear that we exist. Every fiber of our being, individually and collectively, we exist to love you, to serve others by loving them, and to make disciples. Father, fill us with your Spirit so that we might accomplish your purposes through us. And would you have your way this morning in our hearts and our minds during this invitation? We ask and pray all of this in Jesus' name. Would you stand very quietly and very reverently to your feet? As Brother Chris comes to lead us, would you come today as God has spoken to you and you're responding to His word?